Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is hul eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, kreetaal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word.
Dit is 8:30, welkom terug op 98.1, die betroubare stem van die Namakwa mense. Soos vroeger vanochtend genoem, ons het gisteraand die staatsrede gehad deur die president Cyril Ramaphosa, but ons het beloof dat ons die hele speech and what he said we will dissect this morning. So, Suid-Afrikaners het gisteraand die president se staatsrede aangehoor waar belangrike prioriteite, planne en verbintenisse vir die komende jaar uiteengesit is en vanochtend neem ons 'n bietjie tyd om oor daardie toestand spraak te praat en te besin, te ontrafel en in praktiese terme, wat dit beteken in praktiese terme en ook te bespreek hoe hierdie verbintenisse in werklike verandering vir ons gemeenskappe sal wees. So vandag word ons, of sluit, wie by my aansluit aan op telefoon is meneer Charles Moyeti, die GCIS provinsiale direkteur, meneer Monwabisi Nkompela, hy is die provinsiale hoof van kommunikasie. So they will of course discuss this very, very important topic this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Yes, like you alluded, my name is Charles Moyeti. Thank you so very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Mr. Nkompela, how are you?
I'm very well. Baie dankie dat jy vir ons het op die lyn vanoggend om 'n klein bietjie te praat oor die nasionale staatsrede van die president. Ons is baie bevoorreg om saam met jy te gesels.
Amazing stuff. En hoe hierdie staatsrede natuurlik en wat dit beteken vir residents from the Northern Cape. So, what do you think were the key highlights of the 2026 State of the Nation address, Mr. Moyeti?
Okay, thank you very much. Ek sal probeer communicate in Afrikaans.
Amazing.
Want I've seen Mr. Nkompela is baie goed. Yeah. Laat ek eerstens die geleentheid waardeer wat die radio en FM gebied het om met ons saam te werk om na die sona betrokkenheid aan te bied. Die doel hiervan is om staatsredes soos gister deur die president gelewer te ontrafel. Oor die algemeen is die toespraak gelei deur die regering van nasionale en eenheid en sleutels prioriteite. Eerstens, inclusive groei en werkskeping te bevorderen.
Yes, yes.
Die tweede, om armoede te verminder en hoe die levenskosten aan te pakken. Die derde een is om bekwame etische en ontwikkelingsrichting staat te bouwen. Voor mij was gevolgtrekking tekens van verbetering in onze economie met Johannesburg Stock Exchange, de grootste effectbeheers om my Afrikaans is now trying to evade.
I think it's depleted.
But yeah, the data is depleted, but I'll catch up. I'll try and buy something.
Thank you.
Yeah, but as I said, it's more about, you know, the improvement at stock exchange, which means, which is actually the largest stock exchange in Africa. And the president alluded to the fact that it is performing exceptionally well over the past year. And what does this growth mean to South Africans? It means, in fact, investor confidence, decreasing interest rates. And like I said, these are great news for South Africans. And it also says actually the rand is strengthening against the dollar. And there is a decline on the borrowing cost. And all this reduction, this all means reduction in fuel and prices of food. And all these are the things that most South Africans have been complaining about. So basically, this and other and many more were, you know, the takeaway for me from the speech of the president.
I see. And then my next question is, why is the State of the Nation address so important for the Northern Cape? Hoe praat hierdie staatsrede direk saam met die provinsie se ontwikkelingsprioriteite en ook die uitdagings wat die Noord-Kaap mee sit, meneer Nkompela?
Now, thank you very much, my good sir. Look, the State of the Province address, and I listened to many people commenting and analysts making their analysis about the State of the Nation address, why is it important, why so spending so much money on this thing and so on. Let us quickly give a context. You see, the State of the Nation address is not a good coming together gathering of people. It is a constitutional prerogative. Section 84 of the Constitution says that the president will summon the National Council of Provinces, the National Assembly, to a special sitting to conduct special business, to be able to deliberate on the current state of the nation, where we are, and so on. So it's a very important gathering that sets the tone and give direction to where the country is going, but also report back to the citizens in terms of what we have achieved, in terms of the commitments that we have made as government. But secondly, the State of the Nation address is very crucial to lay the basis for our State of the Province address in the province. President spoke about a number of critical projects, but for me, for the people of the Northern Cape, is the issues of, one, securing, making sure that we have done away with what we call load shedding. You know, load shedding has been a pain to everybody, and especially the people of Namakwa and the people of the Northern Cape. Many of our small towns were pug donker when it is load shedding. Mm. We have done away with it. We have successfully, you know, nipped that in the bud. Secondly, President has announced in his State of the Nation address reforms that we are going to implement to make sure that we respond to the water crisis. We respond to the crisis of sanitation. Mm. An amount of 54 billion has been availed to make sure that we invest in water, electricity, and sanitation infrastructure. And for me, that's a big takeaway for the people of the Northern Cape and the people of Namakwa specifically. Secondly, is the issue around expanding on the IPPs, wat ons noem die plaza, die sonpanele, die sonplaza.
Yes.
Expanding on that so that we can secure our transmission of electricity, to stabilize the transmission of electricity. And for me, amongst the many things, those are the two critical takeaways. Then the third one is, of course, our investment in mining and the kind of SEZ, big catalytic projects that we are planning to roll out in Namakwa. And Premier is going to speak more about that when he delivers his State of the Province address.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'd like to know from one of you, what economic opportunities from the State of the Nation address are most relevant to the residents of the Northern Cape, especially in regards to meaningful job creation, particularly for our local and rural communities?
Okay, let me speak to that one. The president spoke about the recruitment of 10,000 labor inspectors who will visit, you know, all the employers. And part of that is to address the challenge that has been raised by members of community from time to time, to say that government is not protecting them from illegal foreign nationals. Now, I just want to emphasize, government does not say foreign nationals should not be part, or even South Africans are not against foreign nationals, but illegal ones, who they have been saying they are part of the reason why they are not employed. And these 10,000 inspectors, most of them will be, some of them will be recruited from our province. And the president also spoke to issues of alignment of education and training for skills development, you know. And you might have heard also some of the pronouncements that the president made in regard to, as my colleague Ntate Nkombela, who we work very, very close with, has alluded to. In regard to mining, he spoke about mining, and we know that Northern Cape, the president has made also a remark about the mining endeavor that has been taking place in the Western Cape, which our leadership from the province participated in. And the reason being, we have a special interest because of vast mining deposit, mining mineral deposit in our province. The president spoke about all those things when we bring in investors, they will translate into job creation in the Northern Cape. Thank you.
I see. Thank you so much for outlining that for us. I want to stay with you, Mr. Charles. What role does the government communication information systems play after the SONA, like from today onwards?
Okay, our role is to collaborate with other stakeholders. Now, like I've alluded, me and Mr. Nkompela, GCIS and Office of the Premier, we work like a glove or a hand in a glove.
Yeah.
You know, we are always together in pushing the communication activity of government. So while from here, we are going to collaborate with other stakeholders, both governments and private sector, to engage in a deliberate action as part of explaining the priorities to community members through community dialogue, taxi rank activations, community radio, and many other platforms that we always utilize. Now, what will be the importance of that action? It will be to sensitize the community around the state of the nation address, the priorities, so that they take advantage of the opportunities that were presented, because anything that is being presented or the speech of the president will be worthless if it does not also have a response from communities. And that response, we should also be to empower those members of the communities. In other words, they should take heed to opportunities such as economic opportunities. They should take heed of information such as bursary opportunities and many more opportunities that are in government. And like I say, all these will be intended towards building trust and inform citizenship to enable them to participate in their democratic process.
Mm-hmm. I see. So now that we know that we have heard the speech last night, we know about the direction that the country will be taking in this next financial year. We are also informed that the Premier of the Northern Cape, Dr. Zamani Sol, will deliver his State of the Province address after the SONA last night. Now, can you elaborate on how does the Office of the Premier contribute to implementing the SONA priorities in our Northern Cape communities?
No, thank you very much. Maybe before I answer that question, let me latch on to what my colleague, Mr. Moheti, has been alluding to. Namakwa is one of our biggest tourist attractions in the country and in the province. President spoke about, the tourism sector is booming in the country and is contributing immensely to the growth domestic product, the GDP of the country. And I think the 10.5 million visitors, we must take advantage of those tourism opportunities to attract tourists to Namakwa, because tourism is one of the sectors that create immense job opportunities for young people, especially young women, and we must take advantage of that opportunity as a province. But in addition to that, President announced last night that new agriculture extension officers will be appointed, 10,000 of them, including 10,000 labor inspectors. And I think it's immense opportunities for our young people in the province to be able to be recruited and to participate in those opportunities. including 5,500 police officers that will be recruited to strengthen our crime fighting initiatives. So those are opportunities for me, for young people. In addition to what Premier will pronounce when we come to Namakwa, Springbok on the 26th of February. Premier is going to make a whole list of announcements that are aligned to what President has pronounced last night in the State of the Nation address. So
yes.
We are quite excited to come and join you there in Namakwa and to be able to deliberate more about many of these opportunities that Premier will be announcing, including on issues of artisanal skills development, and expanding the TVET College there in Oki to be able to respond to the skills needs of the development initiatives that we are bringing to the Namakwa region.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monwabisi, for that one. Now, my next question, it is easy for people in cities, in the bigger cities, to continue to engage the government on its priorities because of their access to mass media. How are you, as the GCIS, going to ensure that people in rural areas, the vulnerable people in our communities, receive information on the State of the Nation address, Mr. Moeti?
Yeah, I think I have touched on this particular issue in part when I was talking to let me leave it. Yeah, rather focus on how we're going to do it. I alluded earlier that one of our mandates is to coordinate government communication in across the three spheres of government, and work collaboratively with stakeholders, and more specifically Office of the Premier as the custodian of government communication in the province. And from here, what we are intending to do is to engage in a series of information sessions that will include dialogue. Now, dialogues are intended to exchange views. And that also relates to public education, where people need to be capacitated. We also try to bring people that will come and engage them on a particular information need. We have seen in the past, we spoke about disaster management, or we created opportunities for other departments to speak about disaster management. So, as GCIS, our role in the main will be to create those platforms where, people that are owning content will come and expatiate more on the State of the Nation address. So that's in the main how people in the rural communities, because our main task is to infiltrate, those communities where there is no information. And we also want to, invite our communities, especially from rural communities, that you have an opportunity to engage us on your information need. We have offices throughout the province, and it's up to you. At the same time, if you feel that you are being sidelined or you are being forgotten, you have a right to raise the matter with our GCIS offices that is in your district, so that we can come and engage in whatever information you might be in need of.
Thank you so much for that. Mr. Monwabisi, what is being done to support SMMEs in our province?
Look, SMMEs are a critical component of our economic growth outlook. I don't want to evade the question by referring to what Premier will pronounce, but one commitment that I can make, or one response, is that we in growing our economy, we the informal sector has shown serious growth in the last quarter in terms of the participating in the economy, and it's our focus area to make sure that the mamas that are selling fat cook and mints at the corner of the taxi rank, the beauty shops and the saloons that we're having, there's clear commitment in terms of funding for those particular businesses, so that we can then through those initiatives, be able to create job opportunities and empower our people in terms of participating in the economy. And I think further pronouncements in our province will be made in that regard when we deliver the State of the Province address. I just want to latch on to, you see, where, as we celebrate 30 years of the Constitution, there's a whole lot of dialogue that we are going to have, intergenerational dialogue, opportunities that we speak to young people, to women, to the disabled, in terms of economic participation opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Government has set aside deliberate 40% of businesses that are owned by women, by youth, and by persons with disabilities to be able to make sure that we invest in those businesses to empower our own people. So a number of specific pronouncements will be made in this regard, but I'm telling you that we are committed as government to make sure that we grow the formal economy so that formal economy can empower our people and create an opportunity for people to participate in the mainstream economy of the country.
Yes. Yes. Our time is unfortunately running out. We're getting ready for the 9 o'clock news. But I want to ask this very important one. What was outlined in the SONA last night that really speaks to youth unemployment in our country?
Mr. Ngomela, you may go.
No, it's fine. Thanks. Just a brief one. Youth unemployment is a huge challenge in the country generally. And I think one of the issues that was pronounced very clearly last night is, as I said earlier on, creating opportunity for young people to get in as agricultural extension officers, as well as the recruitment of 5,000 plus police officers in addition to the 20,000 that we recruited last year. And I think young people must take up those opportunities and be able to get into job opportunities and so on. But we want to be deliberate this time around to make sure in the digital space, we want to expose young people to take the opportunities because of data science and data rollout. Those are opportunities created for young people to participate in, and we are going to be more pronounced and very specific when we deliver a State of the Province address in making sure that youth unemployment is being dealt with severely by the programs that we are going to roll out.
I see. Thank you so much.
Also, the directive of the President to Minister of Finance and Minister of Higher Education to work on a proposal to build more university and TVET colleges with a specialized area, I think will go a long way in addressing the skills of young people, especially in the specialized skills, in the specialized area, to address joblessness. Because number of times when you go out to district like Damakwa, you hear young people saying, we went to TVET college, but unfortunately our skills are not relevant to get us employed in the mining industry around us. So this is an opportunity for government to focus on those skills so that our young people can become employable in the areas where they come from.
Yes. And then my final question to you, sir, this morning, your parting message to our listeners and citizens at large on what they should take away from the SONA last night.
Yeah, for me is that, you know, we will continue to engage our communities and to explain, you know, in detail what the SONA, you know, have in store for our people. And how our communities can continue to, you know, benefit from various opportunities. And that is where we will also try to bring NEDA, SITFA, and all other economic, you know, support sectors in our province to district so that, you know, communities can have an opportunity to engage them. Because for me, SONA should translate into action. And that's the only thing that I say we are ready to do as government.
Amazing stuff.
Maybe my parting shot is that I want to latch on to the message of the president of last night that says we are stronger today than we were a year ago. Our strength comes from our people. Our strength comes from our values. as a culturally diverse people in this province and in the country, let us not allow our differences to divide us, but let us and stand together to build a better province of the Northern Cape and a better South Africa and a better Africa.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our post-SONA discussion. Our sincere thanks to the GCIS Provincial Director, Mr. Charles Moete, and also the Provincial Head of Communication, Mr. Monwabi Singh Kompela, for helping us to unpack the key priorities outlined in the 2026 State of the Nation Address and what they mean for the Northern Cape. We have some final remarks, of course. Do we still have some final remarks from you, sir?
No. What I will not say is I will lock thank you say and Mr. Moeti and Mr. Kompela that the lesser tit gevat om net die sona te aanpak. En ek is ook baie dankbaar vir die geleentheid wat ons deur Radio NFM gegee om die sona uit te pak. Ons sien daarna uit om saam met NFM te werk en ons poging om die lewensomstandighede van ons mense te verbeter. Ek sê baie dankie aan Radio NFM.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, dankie. En dit bring ons dan ook aan die einde van vandag se geselskap op 98.1, die betroubare stem van die Namakwa mense. Bly ingeskakel.